Hey folks, Dan Freya here with your market update for September 20th, 2024. So I told you, didn't I tell you? I said if the Federal Reserve cuts rates, doesn't mean mortgage rates are going to drop. Actually, in the last 2 days, mortgage rates went up. So what in the heck is going on? That's what we're going to teach you today. So for those that sat on the sidelines, kept saying, I'm going to wait until the 18th to buy my house, or I'm going to wait till November's Fed meeting to buy that first house or put a house under contract, that's not how it works, folks. Okay, I've been pleading to you guys how this works. So let's get into it once again. So here's mortgage rates. These are the top six programs people use when they're buying their first house. Let me explain who gets these rates, okay? Not everybody qualifies for these rates. Rates are different for almost every person, okay? So who qualifies for these rates? Well, these people have this. They're buying their first house, it's a single family home, and they're gonna live there, okay? So you get that gist. There's two other pieces of the criteria, and these are very important. If you scroll over to here, it tells you these two things. These people have right through here, they're putting down 25% because they're financing 75%, and they have a 780 credit score. So if that's not you, that is you, well, there's your rate right there. If that's not you, I'm gonna give you all my information at the end of this video so you can reach out to me. So what in the world is going on? Why did the Federal Reserve cut rates and then rates went up? And then they're going to go up again today. How do I know? Well, we're looking at the mortgage-backed security bond. So this is the bond that basically determines your mortgage rate, believe it or not. Okay, so I'm going to go over to Diane Olick. She's at CNBC. She's the real estate expert there. And let's get to her news for today. And she kind of reiterates the same thing. She gives you a little bit of a different tune, but she's explaining what happened now that the Federal Reserve cut rates. Why are rates going up? So Diane, take it away for us, please.
Welcome back to Halftime. Now to Diana Olick in Washington with the News Alert. Diana.
Well, Frank, we just got today's average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage from Mortgage News Daily, and it came in at 6.17%, an increase of 2 basis points from yesterday. And yesterday actually saw a 4 basis point increase, so we're up 6 basis points on the 30-year fixed since the Fed cut rates. And I am saying that right, up. So why are mortgage rates increasing? Well, because mortgage rates don't exactly follow the Fed funds rate. They follow loosely the yield on the 10-year treasury.
No, they don't. Well, loosely, I'll say. But why wouldn't she say they follow the mortgage-backed securities market? Well, the reason being is this data is really hard to find, especially real data on the mortgage-backed securities market. That's why I just advise you guys each morning, just tag in. If you're a realtor, you're in the mortgage business, you're looking to buy that first house or refinance, just watch me for 5 minutes each morning. You're going to know the news and the market direction and where rates are going. Then come back at the end of the day when you get home, check it out, see if there's been any major differences, and then make your projections from there. So, Diane, keep going. I'm sorry.
Treasury. But they've been pricing in this Fed cut for more than a month now. So we've seen rates come down for over a month. They've also been reacting to better economic data and to economic reports showing that inflation is easing. So they have come down sharply since July 1st. In fact, on July 1st, the average on the 30-year fix was 7.14%. And just for a home buyer out there, if you were buying a $400,000 home with 20% down on a 30-year fixed in July versus today, you're paying $210 less per month today than you were in July. Frank?
Our Diana Olick. Diana, thank you very much. Turning over to you guys, I mean, just looking at that right there, we saw mortgage rates, just bump up very slightly, just 2 basis points. But just how are you viewing the housing market right now with the idea that we're in a rate cutting cycle?
Well, okay, so here's going to be the general market theme, and they're going to talk mostly home builders and how solvent that part of the business is. So let's pay attention to this part, because remember, a lot of people kept telling you the housing market's going to crash. It's going to crash worse than 2008. All these builders are going to go out of business. Let's see how that's actually coming. Is it coming true, or are they doing okay at this time? Let's see. I'm not sure.
Well, first off, I mean, mortgage rates are down significantly from their high. I think it was about 7.7% on the 30-year about a year and a half ago. So mortgage rates are down, and eventually that's going to stimulate a housing recovery. Obviously, there's a corollary problem to this, which is that housing prices are too high. So I don't think that it's going to be off to the races in terms of the housing market. Having said all of that, we've got to acknowledge that the housing market has pretty much been in a recession for a while now. So any sort of growth is going to be welcome, and it will be. It's already been anticipated, by the way, by the home builders to a large degree, and some of the home improvement companies to a slightly lesser degree.
Yeah, you mentioned that home builders hitting a record high this week. Steph, coming over to you. You own D.R. Horton. What do you make of what we're seeing in the mortgage market, and the fact that it just ticked up very slightly, but as Jim pointed out, well off of its highs?
Yeah, I mean, mortgage rates have come down quite a bit. In October of last year, they hit 8%, 30-year fixed, very, very briefly. But now it's 6.1%. You can see.
That's a 200% drop or 200 basis point drop. We went from 8 last October to 6 today. That's a huge move, and the Federal Reserve didn't cut rates. A learning tool there, folks.
Why there is a little bit more demand. I mentioned the supply demand dynamics. It's a very tight market. What I think is even more interesting, though, is that mortgage applications have actually increased 6 out of the 11, out of the last 7 weeks. That's very encouraging. That's a leading indicator. Rates are the lowest since February of 2023. U.S. household net worth is now at a new record, and that's tied to home prices that Jim was talking about, but also tied to stock prices. So I think that
there's the haves and the have-nots that I keep trying to teach everybody about. If you're watching my channel, what I don't want you to do is just think there's no end light at the end of the tunnel. I can never buy a house. Housing market's going to crash. The stock market is way too risky. We're going to help teach you that you have to, at some point, you have to take a little bit of risk. Okay, so she was just saying how much household equity or values have gone up because of home values increasing as much as they are, as well as the equity markets. And I'm going to come back at the latter part of this video and go over two kind of things that I was showing you. We were talking about previously the S&P 500 as well as Bitcoin, some investments you might want to look into to kind of put that little extra money that you might have or force yourself to save a little bit of money and see how these things appreciate. But back to the commentary.
A lot of that is very powerful for the consumer. In the meantime, the home builders are trading at 12, 13 times forward estimates. They're very disciplined in terms of the supply. They don't want to build. They'd rather buy back their stock. But their commentary has been very encouraging throughout the earnings season, throughout guidance, and margins are expanding, which means they're not actually giving out discounts as much as they had been. So I like the group very much. I think Home Depot can play catch up more so than, to the home builders. But I still like the home builders very much.
Cool. So that's her take on this whole equation. I'll vouch for her. The last 2 years in the mortgage business has been really rough. The volume is tough to go by because there's no supply, and there is demand, but the supply is just not there. We have probably hundreds of people pre-approved, and every weekend we follow up with them. They're just like, there's bidding wars on everything. So there's still a lot of competition out there. Where are rates going to go from here? Well, this is, again, hopefully there's a learning tool. In 48 days, the Fed's going to do something else. What are they going to do? Well, most likely cut rates once again, because there's the probabilities. So if they go to 4.5 to 4.75, that means they're going to cut rates again another 25 basis points, because right now we're at 4.75 to 5%. So that's where that puts us. So at the November meeting, don't wait for November for this rate cut to take effect like we went over today. Let's see how the equity markets are reacting to this. Let's see through here, pre-market. And the market might be open at this point. Let's see. Dow Jones is down 100 points. Okay. It's given back a little bit that it gained yesterday. I think it ended up over 500 points, if I recall. S&P's down 17 points. NASDAQ down 17. Let's go to cryptocurrency. It's down 400, but still at 62,000. That's way up there from where we've been. And then oil's coming down nicely. We need this to stabilize. I would prefer it to be below $70 a barrel for the inflationary features of that. So we'll continue to watch for that. So let's get over to Bitcoin. I've been telling you guys, or kind of explaining to you guys, Bitcoin's been in a kind of a pattern lately. It goes down to about this level right through here, about 60,000-ish or so forth, right there, 50-ish, 55, so forth, and it bounces back up. Look at, go back through all these bumps, bump, 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 bump. So I've been starting to buy when these things hit right about the bottom. Okay, so I bought about 54,000. Here's where it is today. Just letting you guys know, I'll keep updating you guys on this probably weekly. So if you're a trader, you might want to take some money off the table. You got a nice profit. But for those out there that I'm really trying to help, just keep putting, you know, 50 bucks in this every other week or something like that, and just let it go. Just don't look at it. Look at it as a bill. Or if that's too risky for you, maybe look at the S&P 500. This is the 500 biggest companies in the U.S., and this is their stock. You can buy it all as one batch. Again, I came in just recently. If you bought this thing, you know, years ago, 5 years ago, if you're up 90%, let's say you bought a couple months ago, how much are you up? You know, you're still up you know, a nice return through here. But I was predicting right about through here to do that buy. And guys, I'm not saying I'm a genius. You could have bought back through here. I'm just starting this, trying to help you guys say, okay, where do I put some extra money? You know, savings account rates are going to come down. That's what the Federal Reserve's controlling right now. So you got to reach out to some other investments. This one is one of the safest. If you're buying stocks, this is very speculative. So this one, use this to, you know, if you were going to go to Vegas and gamble your money, that's what I'd throw on Bitcoin right now. So that's it for right now. The economic calendar for the day is blank. It's not even up right now. So you can see that there's nothing going on today. And then last but not least, who am I? Why do people follow me? What do I do? I'm actually a loan officer. I would love to help you navigate the environment of buying that first house, maybe looking to refinance. Remember they said rates were 8% last year at this time. Now they're 6%. They were 7% in July. Now they're 6%. So if you've been putting off the home buying, maybe look at the numbers now. Been checking in to see if refinancing your mortgage might make sense. We'll check it out now. How do you do that? Reach out to us. Go to therateupdate.com. Here's our website. Okay. You can put in your application right now. I don't know if you're going to need to do that right this second. If you're looking to buy that first house, you need to check out the Grant Finder. It's going to find you grants all over the country, as well as in the Chicagoland area, right through there. But if you're wanting to put in the application, click here. What we do is a little bit different. When you put in the application, we're actually asking you to set up a consultation so we can actually talk with you. Get your game plan. What are you looking to do? If you'd rather just call us, you can do that as well. Just scroll to the bottom of our website, and here's our 800 number, 844-775-5626. Or you can reach me personally. Yeah, it's me, at dan@therateupdate.com. As you can see, I'm traveling right now. Look like a mess. I'm tired. Yes, I'm tired. I will be delayed maybe a little bit on responding back to you. But that's when you can use this 800 number to reach somebody immediately. But if you're really looking for me, just shoot me an email and I will get back with you as quick as I can. Thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. Hope you have a fantastic afternoon. I'll see you at the closing bell. See you then. Bye-bye.